It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Have one too many drinks left you looking older than your years? Is your waistline growing even though you eat clean and exercise? Well, it might be your alcohol consumption. David, how about for you? I'm looking right at you. You look great to me. So you're doing something right, handsome.
You're too kind. I'm propped up after all those drinks I've started my day with. No,
yeah, of course. Well, you know, some of the issues are the go ahead, David.
Well, I was going to say, with my age, the sad part is a drink is all I can handle anymore. But remember the old days. But we've got with us a guest on this subject. It's someone who's been a frequent guest with ours, a friend of the show. I want you to introduce, if you don't mind, Lisa, our guest with us.
Oh, of course. She is a gorgeous and brilliant Cynthia Sass, 3-time New York Times bestselling author with master's degrees in both nutrition sciences and public health. She's going to be helping us talking about the dehydrating effects of alcohol, your waistline, your skin. What is going on? Cynthia, hello there. Gorgeous.
Hello, hello. Great to be back.
We want to have you on often.
You're a wealth of information. But, you know, let's talk. Today we're talking more about alcohol and how it ages you. Because obviously drinking a lot of alcohol has many different effects. But one can be it can add years to your appearance. It can add pounds. But, you know, how much is okay to drink?
That's the magic question. Because the negative effects of alcohol really do have to do with the amount. And so it's what we call a J curve. If you can imagine a J, okay, and at the shorter tip of the J is a moderate level of consumption. So moderate level is defined as one drink a day for women or two drinks a day for men, and one drink is either 5 ounces of wine, so a little bit less than a yogurt container, or it would be one shot of distilled spirits, 80 proof distilled spirits, so vodka, let's say, and it would also be 12 ounces of beer, so a bottle or can of beer. So when you're at that little tip of the J, the shorter part of the J, that would be moderate intake in relation to your risk for your health. Now, people who have less than moderate consumption, that little curve goes down. Okay, they have. I just messed that up.
Okay.
It happens.
So we start off at the top. We start off at the top then?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to do this on. I've realized just for the first time that I've never done this by radio before, and it's actually hard to do.
I'm going to go with Cynthia. I'm going to go with you were drinking before the show.
I had.
You two went out drinking.
We did. So we're going to start off at the top. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
The lower tip of the J is what we're looking at here is your intake of alcohol in relation to your risk, okay? And so at the very let's go to the opposite. Let's look at the very top of J. So if you're talking about a J and you're looking at the very top of it, the tallest part of the J, that is the highest intake of alcohol and the highest risk. So you can see that when you go more than moderate, as soon as you go more than above that moderate amount, that one drink a day for women and two for men, your risk starts to spike rapidly. So the point is that when you have people who don't drink at all are the people who are at the other end of the J, okay? So people who don't drink at all are the other tip, and then moderate consumption, the risk goes down a little bit, that little tiny curve, and then as soon as you go above moderate risk, it skyrockets above. So what's interesting is when you look at things like heart disease, which are the number one killer, people who don't drink at all actually have a slightly higher risk than people who drink in moderation. But as soon as you go above that moderate amount, it skyrockets up, not just for heart disease, but for a number of other diseases as well.
So over-drinking obviously is not healthy, and so moderation is actually better than skipping it altogether. But let's talk about that for a minute. If I was going to have a drink, you know, however often and whatever number of drinks, I also have been trying to lose weight. So I know there are different, I want to say if I count carbs, are there different drinks that might have less carbs than others or things you might advise that I can be concerned with when I'm counting carbs?
Yes, that's where sometimes people get into trouble with alcohol, in addition to the fact that it lowers your inhibitions and it can be an appetite stimulant. So sometimes people will eat things that they wouldn't eat if they were sober when they're under the influence of alcohol. But in terms of carbs, liquor or, you know, distilled spirits, something like vodka, does not have any carbohydrate in it at all. When you go to wine, about 5 ounces of wine, it contains a little bit, about 4 grams. And if you had an ultra low carb beer, it would have about 3 grams. But then when you go to regular beer, there's at least 10 grams of carbs in that bottle or can. And if you had a pint at a bar, that's 16 ounces instead of 12 ounces. Now you're talking even a little bit more. So someone who has 2 or 3 beers, you know, over the course of a week, that could be an extra 20 grams of carbohydrate or more. And so 15 grams of carbohydrate is about one slice of bread worth of carbohydrate. So even if you just had, you know, 1 or 2 extra beers a day, you're talking about adding an extra serving of carbohydrate intake that you may not be able to burn off, and that can lead to some of the weight gain. And then when you get into the mixers,
I was just going to ask you. I was just going to ask you, because forget carbs. What if I'm counting calories? Because a lot of times I'll go in and I don't know what to get, but I'll get some sort of drink if I'm in the Bahamas or whatever on a cruise ship. I'll get something fruity or whatever they add to it.
Right.
But those have to have calories too, I would think.
Yeah, those sugary mixers are really what's going to get you. So a 100-calorie shot of tequila will turn into a 500-calorie margarita once
wow.
that sugary mix is swirled into it. So that's a big difference. So something like about just 4 ounces of a sour mix can have about 25 grams of carb at 4 calories per gram. So you're talking about when you get those drinks that are served in mugs, like the frozen margaritas that are, you know, in those big mugs that you would normally have an iced tea in, that's where you really run into a lot of excess calories, and mostly from sugar from the mix.
Okay, and I got to tell you, you hit on something a minute ago. When I go out with my friends and we go to have a drink, they'll put a little bowl of whatever mixed nuts or whatever. Sometimes I'll even order a couple appetizers just so we have something to munch on while we're talking. And I got to tell you, I don't think it's always stuff I'd normally eat. I would assume there's something hidden in there as well?
Well, we tend to feel more celebratory and relaxed when we're drinking, and we may feel, you know, you kind of get that weekend mode or vacation mode, like, oh, I'm having a drink, and I feel, you know, I'm kind of not worrying about what I'm eating right now. I'm not really thinking about staying in balance or being on track. And I think that, you know, it's partly the fact that alcohol does relax you, and it does lower your inhibitions, and you may be more likely to sort of, you know, not think about the consequences of what you're eating or drinking in the moment because you're enjoying yourself. So if you're trying to be very aware, especially some of my clients, they have social, you know, or work-related situations where they may go out with a drink for someone, or they may go to a happy hour, they may go to a cocktail hour, and they have to be more mindful because it's very easy to slip into that relaxed state where you're just not thinking about it, and then you wake up the next day with a food hangover as well as an alcohol hangover and a lot of regret about what you ate the night before.
Well, I think, you know, listening to this, maybe it's good that I have no social life. I mean, I have not been out for ages. I never go anywhere. Oh, my God. So I'm never tempted by drinks or, you know, food that I would never eat. But David's having fun for me, right, David?
I do get I'm going to go out tonight and have a drink just for you.
All right.
Cynthia, you've shown us a lot talking about alcohol, and I think, you know, I want to share with our listeners, you've got a book out called Sass Yourself Slim, and it talks about ways how we can drop pounds, lose inches, etc. And all of our listeners, I got to share with you, she's a 3-time New York Times bestselling author. I mean, you've got some great information. I want to make sure our listeners have access to it. You've got a website, Cynthia Sass, SASS.com, and so I invite you to go to the website and take a look and get her book, because it's loaded with all kinds of great information. So Cynthia, thank you for being with us, sharing us all kinds of tips for when we decide to relax with our friends and celebrate a little.
Cynthia, it's been so lovely. We can't wait to have you back. We're so glad you are a regular and a friend to the show here on Beauty Inside Out. It's just fabulous.
Great to talk to you guys.
Thank you. I'm David Pollack with Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Thank you for listening, and stay well.